strap on your tool belts and grab a cup of coffee. It's time for My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And lock it and rock it, everybody. You are inside the My Fix It Up Life show. Welcome to our program. I am the My Fix It Up Life carpenter and co-host, two C's in my roles here at My Fix It Up Life. And really, I'm pinch hitting today. Teresa couldn't be here. She did leave a note for me right here. Because it is National Sardines Day, we are talking with awesome designer, cool person, Kim Lewis, who got her chops, I guess, if you will, on a little show called Extreme Makeover Home Edition. I was just Facebooking with someone about that earlier. And Teresa left me a note that says, "Dear Mark, this basket contains a few essential craft supplies." That's a sentence I don't say very ever often for a fun holiday party. Well, I've been giving it some thought. I've had a little forewarning that I would be pinch hitting tonight. I am going to bring Kim Lewis in. She is the talent and the vision and all kinds of cool stuff behind Tiny House Nation on FYI Network. So I'm not going to waste any more time. I want to get in and start talking with Kim about holiday design, and specifically holiday design for those of us who don't live in a giant house. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. Teresa regrets that she can't be here. She gave you her DIY dare earlier in the week, and we got some wild answers about that, which is, what are your design essentials that you would put in a 12 by 12 cubic box? And we don't mean 12 feet by 12 feet. It can't be a crate.
That'd be like a whole storage cube.
Obviously, Extreme Makeover was a massive production. You must have just loads of stuff that travels with you.
You know, I've started shedding things off. The more I want to do tiny homes, I learned we don't need as much as we think we do. I didn't used to have a ton of stuff, but I came to Texas and downsized. How's that?
There you go. You know, I was thinking about this today, and we look at contracting projects all the time, and we also work on our own house. And our own house is a modest American Foursquare, 28 by 32, something like that. And it was built before the invention of the straight line. So it seems like everything is, did you ever read the childhood book, Give a Mouse a Cookie?
Give a Mouse a Cookie was one of my favorite books.
Give a Mouse a Cookie is a story about the butterfly effect.
Right.
It's this little boy gives this mouse a cookie, and then the mouse, it's been a while since I read it too.
See?
Then the mouse wants a glass of milk, and then after the glass of milk, he wants a nap, so then he needs a bed, and then, and then, and then, and then, and then, and then he finally gets hungry and he wants a cookie again.
Right, and a bigger cookie.
And a bigger cookie. So when we work on our house, that wasn't made for like basement bathrooms or modern stuff because it's 110 years old. I mean, it wasn't even made for a bathroom, period. When it was built, the bathroom was outside. So the question for you, Tiny House Nation, when the size starts to shrink, does it get noticeably more difficult?
Yes, it does. It's significantly more challenging to design a tiny home than a larger. Look, when we have more space, we have more options. When we have more options, we fill it with things that we may not need. So designing for tiny homes is significantly harder. You really, it's like a puzzle and you have to fit the pieces in perfectly.
Can you give me an example of what you mean by that? Or is it just so broad that we have to leave it in a generalization?
No, I can give specific examples. One of the first times I was drawing a tiny house, I had to try to fit a staircase, a dining table, and kind of washer and dryer in 90 square feet. It's like a shoebox.
There are washer dryer rooms in suburban houses.
Exactly.
That are 90 square feet.
Oh, or more.
Or more. Ours is 3,000 square feet.
Your laundry room?
Yeah, I have a motorized scooter. I take from one end to the other.
Yeah. No, it's so much harder.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, everything has to multifunction. So yes. That's the challenge. Like, how can I use this, a pantry, in a different way? Like, that 3 inches in the wall, I've used that 3 inches to put cans as a pantry.
So like, what I will say to you right now is that just on that, we could talk all day.
Yeah, you're already tired.
No, I'm excited because okay. I like kindred spirits of, I have sat with my tape measure and just looked and looked and looked and said, how do I pick up another inch and a half in, you know, we'll use a bathroom for example. How do I get another inch and a half? You know, I've only got 24 inches for this toilet room and I really need 30 at the minimum, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important. You're picking it up for a can of food. That's awesome.
Yeah. The essentials. I thought we're here to talk about the essentials.
We are. Food. Now, Teresa left me.
I can't wait to see what she put together.
Well, first of all, you have to look behind me. Which way is behind me on the camera? For
I see. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, my goodness. Are her red pumps up there?
Those are mine.
Those are essentials.
Those are essentials. Holiday design fashion.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. She is a girl after my own heart. I love your wife.
She loves you, by the way.
I love her. Her red hair, red pumps. It's like firecracker.
These are her holiday wreaths that she's obsessed with, that she's painted, and she's come up with these different... I shouldn't move that.
I would not suggest touching anything she put up there. The red pumps were too much.
Just balls, just ornament balls tied
not
together.
Good.
Cheap, easy, super colorful, and fun. But the DIY dare, what's in your 12 by 12 box?
Okay, so you know how much I love vintage suitcases. Last time we talked, I said you can actually challenge or store things in the suitcase. So that's what I did.
Uh-huh.
I'm eating my own words. And let's see. Do you want me to start pulling stuff out? It's kind of fun. So literally, y'all, I live in a little bungalow in Austin. It is not a tiny house, but it's small.
Right.
And this vintage suitcase is at the foot of my bed, and I use it for storage. So I do what I say I'm going to do. But yeah, everything, a lot of stuff that I want to use for holidays right here. So shall we pull out one thing at a time?
I say dump the whole thing out on the desk.
I'm not dumping this. No.
I'm not known for subtlety in really any possible way.
No, you're not. I know you well, and that's true.
Yeah, no, pull out a couple things from your DIY dare that Teresa gave you.
Well, it's not DIY. Is it DIY? Well,
I think it just alliterates, so we say it. It's just a dare.
Okay, so first thing is, when you're going downsizing in your space, you really want to keep the key things that are sentimental and meaningful. So I have two glasses in here. These were my parents. They're really beautiful, but they're meaningful. And so they didn't just come from a local store. So I keep these. These are meaningful. So those are in there.
Okay.
And if you have guests over for holiday, you want to serve them in, you know, things that are like family heirloom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
I know, right? These are essentials.
On my list that I made, Kim, nothing had meaning. It was just all like duct tape and.
Oh, I've got that. I do live in Texas. This is just lime green masking tape, and I thought it can be fun to gift wrap and just use. It's all about multifunction, right?
Yeah.
It works, but it's Christmas colors, holiday colors.
Interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I see where you're going with that.
See where I'm going? These are chalkboard labels. Very useful.
Describe the chalkboard labels to me. It looks like, for those listening on the radio, they're like almost like the sheets of business cards that you would buy and print a business card, perforate, right?
That's right. Yeah, so you can use these for name cards at the dining table, which is nice, or labeling food, you know, that's on the buffet to serve. So they just come in handy. I have these all the time at my house, and I use them a lot.
And, okay, so is it a dumb question to say, do you write on them with chalk?
Of course, Mark. This is where Teresa would come in handy.
You know, I'm just going to... She punched out holes in her note with the Fiskars punches that she uses, and she uses these with our son.
Oh.
Have you seen these things?
I love that. I have
seen them. You know what this is, right? And then you squeeze these together.
Yes.
And I'm going to go right through the note. Wait a minute.
Awesome.
Now, see what I'm saying?
And now you have a snowflake.
Now
you... So how would you use that?
Well, she used a couple of them. Let me try to tactlessly pull this out of here. This is my fault because there we go. Slide it sideways. So you could do sort of similar to what you're saying. You could make, and obviously not this shape, you could use these Fiskars punches, and there's different kinds and different shapes.
Yep.
You could use them to make exactly the same things you're talking about. If you can see... Mm-hmm. See that detail on Blab?
Very nice detail.
Very nice. And Teresa was able to punch just like this little filigree, this little delicate detail into the corner of the paper so you can personalize anything.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Really fun.
Can I talk about mine for a second?
Yes, please. No, what are you going to do with this? Of course you have that.
I'm holding up my 20-volt max impact driver.
Awesome.
Because...
I like power tools.
Yeah, you do. Because at some point, somewhere along the line, things may need to get put up or hung or put somewhere that there isn't a place for them. A new picture, a series of photographs, whatever it is. So I like to keep the batteries charged and me ready to go.
That's great. I'm sure Teresa appreciates that.
Yeah, it doesn't go in the 12x12 box of design essentials.
It is an essential.
It is an essential, for me anyway.
But yes.
I have a couple other things that I would put in mind, but I want to hear you first. Come with another one.
I have a really cool one, actually. Have you ever seen these? These are decorations that have been, you know what CNC routers are.
I absolutely do.
Of course you do.
Computer numeric controlled routers.
Ooh, you just scoreboarded me. I didn't actually know what it stood for. but I use them all the time. So what's fun is these are flat, so they store really nicely.
They're made of wood?
Yeah, isn't that beautiful?
That is awesome.
And look, it's a tree.
Christmas. Oh, it's like an interlocking egg crate Christmas tree.
Yes. So you literally, look how much that... space that takes to store.
That takes zero space. And it's made out of a piece of wood. Is it plywood?
Yeah.
So that is going to stay not in the holiday season. You can put it inside wherever you store your stuff and it's not going to get mangled.
Exactly.
Like the, for example, that I was going to put in my box, my small space design box, I was either going to use, and I'm stealing a little bit of this from Teresa,
okay.
Either pipe cleaners or... the things I never use, paint sticks.
Oh, wooden paint sticks.
Shake your paint. Okay. That's my shake your paint. The stir just doesn't really do anything. That's why they have that machine at the store. But, in the few minutes we have left, get a couple of those. You can even use shears like this. You don't even need power tools. You could use these shears like this.
Yes.
These are Fiskars, like multi-shears.
Uh-huh.
And I've said Fiskars enough times. They didn't sponsor the show. It's just what we use. And you could cut the paint sticks and glue them together and make a little ornamental as your tree. But
you could do that.
Yeah, more like a pyramid. And then you could
I love that.
You can blow some spray paint on there, some Krylon.
Yes, you could. Tree. You could do this with your kids.
Yes.
It's like a craft project. And then what's fun is you make ornaments and flat pack them, because ornaments take up a lot of space to store.
They sure
they break.
Do. They sure do. They absolutely do.
So you make your own ornaments like this.
Talk to me about a made ornament, Kim Lewis.
This is actually my niece made this for me. How sweet is that? Same thing.
She has her own CNC machine.
I would be so proud. She's 15 and no, she doesn't. But she found this or bought it and made it for me.
Oh, that's so
sweet. I know,
that's
sweet.
That
Man, if
so
she had her own CNC machine, I would definitely put her to work.
I know it. You should. Do you have one? Do you have one? This is something that you can buy, right?
Yeah, a CNC machine.
Yeah, you can buy them sometimes. And sometimes they're gigantic and they're used in factories and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if the Vagabond Design headquarters would hold one of those. The other thing I found were these fun little, like, salt and pepper shakers. Teeny tiny birds. That's not DIY, though. The other thing that comes in handy for DIY are bullnose clips.
Can you hold that a little closer to the camera, Kim Lewis?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just like old school. I don't want to call it a paper clip, but I never knew that had a name. I'll be over here by myself. You can, you can explain the bullnose clip to people who know what it is.
These a lot. I use them to hang up art. In the rooms, and that way you can kind of switch out art for the season.
That's a great idea, and just like put them over a screw in the wall, for example,
exactly.
or a command strip, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, the other thing I see that you have behind you are fun straws. These are a must.
You have the same straws as my wife.
We have the same. I know we have the same taste. Tell her I'm proud. Proud to call her a friend. Oh, the other thing I love for decorating.
I love this, Kim. This is great. I'm going to be sorry to say goodbye to you in a few minutes.
I know.
Because I'm going to be totally bummed out.
Is it time?
It's going to be time soon. Afro Chic is supposed to be calling in.
Okay.
And she is actually doing that now. So
okay.
I don't want to bid you an abrupt goodbye, Kim Lewis. FYI Networks, Tiny House Nation. But geez, I've enjoyed talking with you.
I have too. I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving.
I hope you all have it too. And it doesn't sound like I should say that because I'm from the Northeast.
That's right. You have to say y'all. Thank you for having me, Mark and Teresa.
Kim Lewis, you are awesome. Thank you. We are going to be back in just a second. Well, actually, we're not going anywhere with Janine Hayes from Afro Chic. How are you? It's so nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to see you too. This is fun. I've never done a blab before, so this is new. Very interesting.
I love it. So where are you traveling to?
I am actually in Connecticut right now at my sister's home. So we have Thanksgiving with her and her little one every year. My mom's here. And we've got the whole family here. People are, you know, sort of everyone's around doing different things, getting prepared for the holidays.
I love it. That's great. So you're all literally jammed in there. And
we are
talking on National Sardines Day about some tips for the overcrowded house, Janine Hayes. So what can you bring my way? Because I'm pinch hitting tonight for Teresa. And go easy on me.
I'm sure you're doing an amazing job.
I am, but I'm just trying to be humble.
Well, you know, small space decorating is definitely always a challenge. I'm an apartment dweller myself, so always thinking about how to entertain, you know, with a little bit of space. But the thing that comes to mind for me is I kind of pack it all into my tech. I mean, it's all about my phone. And so whether it's, you know, having my favorite playlists already on my phone. Like, I love the Charlie Brown Christmas soundtrack, those sorts of things that I can already have set up on my Apple Music playlist, because that's how I do it. That's how I love to listen to music.
Can you hum that piano, the piano one? I can't do that.
I probably can, but I'm not going to do it tonight.
I can't get Total Recall on that. I can hear it playing in the background of my mind.
Exactly. It's nostalgic. Yes. And then, you know, if it's like watching, you know, all your favorite holiday movies. So, like I said, you know, the phone and our iPads, all those things now are just more than just text to talk to people. We can watch stuff on them too. So, you know, it's kind of like you can travel with all your favorite holiday stuff. I'm, for one, love A Christmas Story. I've probably been watching that movie every year since I was about 7 or 8 years old. So I cannot go through the holidays without it. And if I'm on the road, I just watch it on my phone.
I love it. Hold on, I'm getting a text message. So I just, you know, talk about some stuff yourself.
But yeah, music. All those things, movies. And then I'm trying to think about, like, what else? I mean, I'm the girl that's all about the tree. As long as I have the tree, the holidays are here. I can't fit a tree in my 12-inch box. But what I can fit in the box is some of my favorite ornaments. And one of my favorites is the Starbucks red cup. I love that ornament. Like, I remember the first time it came out. And it's one that we have on our tree every year. It's just one of our favorites. But we actually add a new ornament to our tree every year, like I'm sure a lot of people do, as a family tradition. And those things definitely will go on my entertainment box.
So, apartment dweller, as you point out, where do you keep stuff that really only comes out once a year?
That's actually definitely, I mean, you know, those of us in apartments, it's kind of like you have those secret places where you're stuffing, you know, a bunch of stuff, or stuffing it in the closet, stuffing it in cabinets. So, you know, definitely, sorry, the natives are getting restless. I hear a lot of dialogue going on behind me.
Do you ever go in like to get the bag of rice and out you come with like a little, you know, some Christmas decorations?
I have a pretty good storage closet. So I do like to keep the Christmas decorations stored away. You know, all the balls, all those things, we make sure to wrap up really, really well so that they won't get broken. And then we just store them in the closet and they come out once a year. They'll be coming out for us right after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Do you decorate like when you get home from where you're going?
I do. Yeah. Every year after Thanksgiving, that's when I decorate. And we'll actually go and we'll see the tree lighting at Bryant Park next week. And after the tree lighting, we like to go pick up a new ornament, and then we'll get the tree and sort of do the whole thing. And that's usually when I also start my holiday music. My husband will not let me start any earlier. He has a rule that holiday music cannot start until after Thanksgiving. So I would probably put it on in October if I was allowed to, but that's a rule in our home. But then I can finally start playing all my favorite holiday music and basically start watching the 25 Days of Christmas.
25 Days of Christmas. That is awesome. What's your favorite holiday song?
Oh, my favorite holiday song? Oh, that's actually a really hard question. I don't know. I love so many. Like every year, I love to watch White Christmas. I think that all the songs in that movie are amazing. And of course, when they sing about White Christmas, living on the East Coast, we actually get to have that sometimes. So that's actually pretty nice. But yeah, that's probably one of my top holiday songs. And then, you know, being from Philly, like we always have to play Boyz II Men at Christmas, like all those holiday songs as well. So
that's,
I like a little bit of R&B.
Yeah, that's it. That's it in the bylaws, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. You know.
Okay, I did that. I played the Hooters this summer from Live Aid. I wasn't even alive, but whatever. Who else? Springsteen. Got
exactly.
That. Yeah.
You know, some Bon Jovi, Please Come Home for Christmas. All those things also fit into the catalog. I mean, at this point, it is old school now. So, you know, it fits into holiday tradition.
I don't want to date myself. I know how old I am, and everyone watching knows I'm not 27. So, but when you hear tunes that you were digging in high school in the grocery store, you know, a few minutes went by.
Yeah, you're like, oh, really? Man, that's on the like, that's on the Muzak now.
I think it changed because when I was a little kid going to the grocery store, it was like Glenn Miller and, you know, people who were dead for 20 years before they were playing in the grocery store. At least Bon Jovi's still alive.
That's true. That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So you said Bryant Park. I'm thinking New York City, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, Bryant. So the apartment, the whole thing. Do you decorate the exterior of your door? Are you allowed to do that where you live?
We are allowed. I've never been a big exterior of the door. I will say that, like, I have a neighbor who loves the holidays. She kind of keeps the wreath on, like, all year long. Like, she does not take it down. But, no, we don't really go outside of it. And I do think that's probably because, you know, it's not everybody's taste necessarily, but I just love to deck, you know, we have a beautiful mantle. I like to add lights to the mantle, add garland to the mantle. And then, you know, with the tree as well, wanting to make sure that we have a beautiful tree in the apartment, we kind of stick little balls and little pieces all around the apartment to add that festive touch as well. So that's what we do. But then living in New York City, I mean, it definitely is like once you walk outside, you know, the holidays are there to greet you from the minute you walk down any major street with all the beautiful lights and trees decorated and all of that. So it just feels like it's an Christmas extends, you know, the holidays extend even when you're walking throughout the city.
Janine Hayes from Afro Chic, I want to talk with you for another hour. I can't talk with you for another minute, though. So everybody listening or watching, follow Janine Hayes at Afro Chic. Janine, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, guys.
We are thrilled you could be here. And you have reached the end of another My Fix It Up Life show. And thank you so much for being part of what we do. Being part of our holiday celebration. We hope you enjoyed our talk about decorating in a small space on National Sardine Day. Of course, you know, you got to do that mashup. And I hope you'll subscribe to our YouTube channel because not only do we have design inspiration there, mostly, of course, fueled by my gorgeous and creative wife, Teresa, but we've got some DIY stuff. We've got some pro stuff. We've got some how-to. We've got all kinds of stuff there. So everything from green grass to decorating to crown moldings coming up soon and cutting down a tree. So if you can subscribe, great. If you can follow us on the socials like Facebook and Twitter, we'd love to hear from you. Join us here on Blab. We would also take your DIY and home improvement questions. Throw them at us. We like them. Thank you for being part of what we do. We're going to blow out of here for a second and come right back. If there's any DIY stuff going on, you let us know. That's it for My Fix It Up Life, you guys.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Hyde tools are available at the Home Depot.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. It might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see. It might be the first date on a city street. It might be a gift that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree and I.